So what is the thought in Moscow about this conflict? Here's a story Putin's biographer Natalia Kevorkian told on Frontline about a young Vladimir Putin who cornered a rat one time and never forgot what happened.
He said that I learned very good. I learned forever. Don't try to push somebody into the corner. They will jump. Because when you don't have what to lose, you attack. When he's in the corner, that's why he's dangerous. He can jump. He will not say, okay, let's talk. He will jump.
With oil prices down 50% and the ruble losing more than half its value, Russia and Putin may be feeling cornered. Putin, the hardline former KGB agent with access to over 8,000 nuclear warheads, is he identifying with that cornered rat of long ago right about now? George Friedman is the CEO of Stratfor, an author most recently of Flashpoints, the emerging crisis in Europe. He says it's the long view that matters most when you look at Europe and especially Russia.
Russia has never been successfully invaded and occupied for an extended period of time. At the same time, it has been invaded. It needs buffers. The traditional buffer is the line, the Baltics, Belarus, Ukraine. It sees, it reads what happened in Kiev as the following. The legitimately elected president of Ukraine, no one doubts that he won the election, Yanukovych won the election, refused to sign a treaty with the Europeans, which was his right. He came home to demonstrations, perfectly legitimate. The United States very openly supported the demonstrators, gave money through the National Endowment for Democracy and other things. And a group of demonstrators nullified the results of the election. And the United States supported this. Now, the Americans have another story, which is that Yanukovych was corrupt and so on and had to be disposed of. But look from the Russian point of view, the question is, why did the Americans do this? Why would the Americans be so interested in Kiev? And the answer they come up with is the Americans are extending their power far to the east, nearly to Stalingrad, to Volgograd, to 300 miles away from Moscow, because they want the Russian Federation to fragment, to put it in an impossible position. This narrative has elements of truth to it, fable in it, but it is the Russian view. Now, the Americans have recently gone, the general in charge of the American army in Europe went to Kiev, announced that there would be American trainers coming in on the ground, then announced that we would be prepositioning armor and artillery in the Baltics, in Poland, and in Romania. This is freaking the Russians out. They look at this as the United States having made a strategic decision to undermine the Soviet Union, Russia, I should say, by prepositioning forces, that they have moved into the Ukraine. The Russians have failed miserably. I mean, their intelligence service completely miscalculated everything that was happening in Kiev, and they fired a great many of the experts, and they've also announced a restructuring of the FSB, of the intelligence service. The Russians are facing an economic crisis of epic proportions because they're dependent on energy, and energy prices have collapsed. The sanctions don't help. They're not that damaging. And so the Russians are now desperate. When Russia gets desperate, that's when it becomes the most dangerous. And as a Russian told me on a recent visit, look, we know what poverty is like. We lived through it in the 90s. For us, prosperity is the extraordinary thing. But just remember, our economy was in a shambles, but we won World War II. We were very good in these situations. So you have a situation where Russia cannot permit what is happening to happen. And the Americans can't permit the Russians from coming back, because their primordial fear is a European hegemon, someone uniting the entire European continent under them. Once they have the Ukraine, what's to stop them from going to Romania? What's to stop them from going to Russia? So you have two deep and legitimate fears confronting each other, but it's asymmetric. For the Americans, it's a fear, but not a hysteria. For the Russians, it's everything. So the question is, what does Putin do? Not because he's Putin. He could be any Russian leader has got to respond to the Ukraine. And in the middle of it are the Ukrainians, deeply divided themselves. talking about national self-determination. And then the argument comes in the East, which really is overwhelmingly Russian and doesn't like Kiev. Well, what about our national self-determination? So we are now in a position that have been in so many times for hundreds of years, where the West, now in the form of the United States, is confronting Russia, and the Russians have nothing but bad choices, and they'll make one, and we won't like it.
One of those bad choices is nukes.
It is a choice, but my fear is not that they're going to go to nuclear war. My fear is that pressure will be put on Russia so that it actually fragments, so that it goes the way of the Soviet Union, so that Moscow no longer can control the provinces. Then what happens to the nukes out in the provinces? I'm not worried that the Russians are crazy enough to use nuclear weapons. I am worried that the fragmentation of Russia, while in the short run an interesting opportunity for the United States, raises a very serious question. What in the world is going to happen to those nukes if chaos breaks out in Russia?
We'll hear more from George Friedman tomorrow. He's the CEO of the consulting firm Stratfor and author of Flashpoints, The Emerging Crisis in Europe.